How is feng shui analysis done? The feng shui practitioner first observes the environment using a lopan, compass, to determine the orientation of the property. Calculations are then completed according to the basic principles. Then a determination of the energy characteristics within the property and its resulting effect on the occupants are made based on the results of these calculations. Remedies are then prescribed where necessary in order to balance the energy to produce a positive effect. Misunderstandings of Chinese geomancy. Feng shui is becoming more prevalent in the West. This can be attributed to more and more people becoming aware of how their environment affects them. The health effects of high-tension power lines is but one example of how people are becoming cognizant of their environment and its relationship to their health and prosperity. Unfortunately, a lot of hearsay and misunderstanding as to what feng shui truly is has also become commonplace. Some people have confused feng shui with religion and burning charms. Others think that seeking advice from feng shui practitioners contradicts the doctrines of their own religion. This is a mistaken concept. Chinese geomancy, or feng shui, is not the product of any religious belief system. Rather, it is based on a set of calculations. The qualified practitioner examines the four aspects of building, environment, time, and, most importantly, people. Most books and information widely available only look at the first two aspects, building and environment. This is only a partial examination. Time and people are two very important components that should not be omitted. A particular building may have a good environment and other positive attributes, but for a specific individual, it might require further examination and corrections to meet their individual goals for that time in their life and the life of the building.